Shirabu Yotsu Mihem Masha Yotsu. And now at times like out of these last 2,000, what passed by already. And we're still waiting him for him to come. Now, Omar Le'el Yehu, the Rav Yehuda, Achvo the Rav Sol, to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Solo, Chasida, that his shita was Ein Oilam Pochos Mishmaine Bechamishi Yevlus. The world will not be less than 85 Yevlus. Rashi says, Haimu that Dalad Apayim, 4,000, was signed 250 years. Over Yevul Achron, the last Yevul, last 50 years, then Davar Bo, the Mashiach will come. Almost he said to him, "Betchilosa, at the beginning of that 50 years, or be Sifra at the end." Amalei, and you're there that I'm not sure. Kolo or Yena Kolo, Rashi says, "Man is there, Kaidim Shav Mashiach, Yena Kolo, the Betoicha Yevul B'Sifra Hu Bo." In other words, even if he comes at the end of the 50th year, would it be at the beginning of that 50th year? Or the end of its year, is that would that last year be color finished or not? Amalei answered back, any day I do not know. Ravashi says, Hochi Yomla, this is what he answered back. Ad Hocho Loitistachul Lei. Up before this time, do not even hope for Mashiach to come. As the Ad Yevul Achron Lititapalei, the Vadla Yavu Kredim is Man Azer. Mikhan Viela, from now onwards, is Tachila, you could wait for Mashiach to come. Sholach le Rav Chonin, batachlipo le Rav Yosef. Motzose yodim, I found one person with a yodim megillo, akaf yedim megillo. Ksuv ashurus, was written ashurus. Over loshna kodesh, loshna kodesh. Omati loy, zuminan, lecho, where did he get this from? Omali, he said, lechayolo sharoimi. This carathy, I hired it. I got it from the army in Rome. Or ben gizze, rebim atzasi, I found it between the treasures of Rome. The Kosovo was written there. Li'achar dal d'apayim u'masayim v'tishim v'yechot shonu l'b'yoshal oylam oylam yosem, that after 4,291 years from the b'yosh oylam, the world would be yosem, the world would be like yosemim, orphans. Means there'll be a lot of tzaros, there'll be a lot of problems, like an orphan has problems. Now mehen, from then on nuchamas teninim Mehem Lachomas Gogamogain. From then on, there'll be wars that will have to fight against the sea monsters, Taninim, and Mehem Lachomas Gogamogain. From then, the wars will be wars about Gogamogag, Rishayi Mesa Mashiach, and the rest of the time will be the Mesa Mashiach. Vienna Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mechadesh Shalomai, Eliyacha Shiva Zapayim Shona. Kodesh Baruch Hu will only like renew his world only after 7,000 years. Ravacha bread, Rav Ram Aliyacha Chameshas Apayim Shona, after 5,000 years. That's because Rocha will renew the world. Itma we learned. Tanya Rabbi Nosin, Noime Mikra Ze Noike V'Yerid Atoim. This posik. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. Yeah, we're holding now Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Beis, around 15 lines down. The Gemara says, Tanya we learned, Rabbi Nosson Oimer. Rabbi Nosson says that Mikra Zeh, this pasuk I'm going to say, is Noikev Yerud Atayim. That means it shoots down all the way down to the time. That there's no end to the time. Rashi says, that means to say, Matahim, just like the underground. Ein Lekeit, there's no end to it, the Seif. We won't be able to understand what the end of this pasuk means. In other words, about the Mashiach, that really we do not know when the time when the Mashiach will come. Like we'll soon see the way he dashes his other psukim.
There'll be another nevuah yet. V'yafeyach lakeit, and will bust open the end. V'lo yichazev, it will not lie. And yismama, if it comes late, let's talk about the Mashiach. Chakaloi, wait for him, or hope for him. He will come. Lo yachir, he will not be late. So that's what the pasuk says. So now Rabbi Nosson is learning out from this pasuk, like Rabbi Seinu, not like our rabbis before. Shoyo darshim, they used to darshim psukim to teach us when the kates will be. They had psukim telling us when is the Mashiach going to come. See Yarkis on them. It says no. to not darshan those psukim for when the kates will be, because this pasuk says we do not know when the kates will be. But some use darshan this pasuk in Daniel, ad idoyin, idoyinim, or plag idon. So be one time and a second time and a half. So Rashi says, according to this man, Diyomo, he meant to say after Yudbeis Meus, or polag, hakil elef adalad Meus. After 1,400 years, that's when Mashiach will come. That was the first Rosha. For like Rabbi Simloi, Shadoshi Dash, another poster that says, Hechaltam Lechem Dima Hashem gave us bread of tears, but Hashkema B'dimoyah Sholish, a third one. So Rashi says that means at the end of 1,410 years, that was his kate when Mashiach will be. And also, for like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Kiva Darshans, Shadoshi Dash, this poster in Chagai, also about the Mashiach, that he darshaned it, Oid Achas Mat, there's a little bit more to come, a little bit more. So according to this, Rashi says, he darshaned the Mashiach will come at the end of a certain amount of years, but the pasuk ends, Vani Marash Shemayim Vesoretz, and then I'll shake up the Shemayim Vesoretz. So these three man, the Yomrin, darshim, sukkim, when the end will be. So Rabbi Nosson says, no. Elo, this last pasuk is talking about Malchus Rishon Shivim Shona, that the first Malchus, that's the Malchus Chashmenoi, that will last for 70 years. Malchus Shnia, that's the Malchus of Hudis, Rashi says, that's Chamisha Mishtayim, that will be 52 years. And Malchus Ben Kuzivi, that's Shtei Shon Mamach, so be 2.5 years. But it's not talking about the Yemais HaMashiach, when the Mashiach will come. And therefore, according to his first post we started out, the post says, Chiyoid Chazon Lamoid, there'll be a Nevuah at a certain time. And it says at the end of the pasuk, "V'yafeach laketz." So Mor says, "My v'yafeach laketz." What does the pasuk mean? For lo yichazi, we will not lie. Amar Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Reb Yonason, "Tifach atzmon shel machash ve'kitzen." It should break open the bones of the people that make cheshbonis, make calculate the time when Mashiach will come. Sure, because they would say, Kiva and Shagiyas Akeitz, if it comes the time that you calculated when the Mashiach should come, and he did not come, you're going to give up hope and say he's not coming anymore. So therefore, he darshens this pasuk, the Kmat Lav, that you're not allowed to make calculations when the Mashiach will come. And the Rambam brings us down to Halacha, that this Rosh of Tipach Atzmon, that people that make the Cheshbon, he says the bone should be broken open. The Gemara says one other place also. The Gemara says a person's 20 years old and doesn't get married yet, so Moses said this Lashon, Tipach et Atzmon, his bone should break open. But here it says, the people that keep on making calculations, it's a terrible thing. So the question is, there were big people that made calculations. A lot of people had times when Mashiach was supposed to come. So someone will die from the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason why you shouldn't do it, because you're going to make your time, and if he doesn't come, you're going to give up hope. So you become like an Apicurus. He's supposed to come yesterday. He didn't come yesterday, that's it, no more Mashiach. So only for such a person like that, he can't make cheshbonis. But a real tzaddik that knows that I'm going to make a cheshbon, and even if my cheshbon doesn't work out, I know there must be something else involved what's holding you behind, but I won't give up. So some say for that person you're allowed to. That's why there was some tzaddikim that did make cheshbonis. But for Pshutish or Mikra, the Moran, the way the Rambam brings down, you're not supposed to calculate, make your cheshbonis when Mashiach will come. We do not know. Rambam says, leave this alone. When he comes, like we say, then we'll know. And the Mar says, Elu Radha Chakaloi, wait for him. Shenemar Pasuk says, in Yismama, if it takes a little bit longer, Chakaloi, wait for him. Now, Shema Tema, maybe you'll tell me, Oh no, Mechakim, true, we're waiting and hoping for the Mashiach. But who ain't a Mechakim? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Mashiach to come. Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk says, Lachain Yechaka, Hashem Lachantchechem, Hashem is also waiting to give us grace. Lachain Yoram Lerachmechem, Hashem is waiting for us also to do back. So, Vechimiyacha, Shonu Mechakim, Vuhu Machem, we're waiting for Mashiach, and Hashem is waiting for Mashiach. If so, Mimakiv, who's holding him back? Why isn't he here? So everybody wants him, what's wrong? So yeah, Marius's Pashid, Midas Adin Makevis, that we have Azeris, the Din, is holding him back. So the question is then, okay, if you're telling me now, B'chimiyachash, Midas Adin Makevis, if the Midas Adin, there are Azeris, there's Din, that's holding him back from coming, if so, on the Lama Mechakin, why should we wait then? Like we know he's not coming right now, what's the mitzvah to wait? If we know there's Ikuvim, something holding him back. Samura says, no, still the kambaskar. We hope and wait that that will give us reward. I think the Mashiach says in one shot, v'schus that we have this mitzvah of Mitzvah Yeshua waiting for the Mashiach, that's a kapara. So maybe that will outweigh the mitzvah in, and that will make him come sooner. Or even if not, stam, there's a mitzvah to wait. So it comes out really to stira. One way you're not supposed to make a calculation when he really will come. That we don't know, you're not supposed to. But still, you're not supposed to be miyayish, give up hope. You're supposed to, like we say, chakalei b'chol yoyin. You're supposed to hope and wait that he's going to come. Even though we have before, he only comes m'toich hesek hadas. He'll only really come when we're not thinking about him. So really, it's a stira the two ways. But supposed to do both. Supposed to wait and hope, but you're not supposed to feel as if, listen, he didn't come today, that's it, I give up hope. That, no. That's supposed to hold yourself back, to hold the day will come when he will come. Just to make the cheshbonus, to make a calculation, that's also. Shenemna, plus it says, Ashrei kol chai kolai, worthy is the person that's waiting, hoping for the Mashiach. Omer Abaya, loy poches almin mitlosin v'shisin tzadikim. Every generation has at least 36 tzaddikim, the mekabli ape shechina b'chol dora, that they could come in front of the shechina. We'll see what that means. Every dora, every generation has this. Shneva, the pasuk says, Ashrei kol chol kaloi, loy is lamed vav. These are lamed vav tzaddikim. Is lamed vav b'gematria tlosu meshis nevei, mor chazdova. 36 is 36. For the Ma'ani, it's not that way. V'omar rova. Doro de kan mikutcha bruchu, the row in front of Hashem upstairs, like how many people really see the Pnei Shechina, have a timni sori alfi. There are 18,000 tzaddikim there. Have a. Shinamar Pasik says, Saviv Shemoina Osor Elif. Around him is 18,000. So why do you tell me only 36? So I'm not sure what the Bikasha is. So 36 is every single generation. Maybe they are the people that came up after all the generations. They added up to 18,000. But mashma that there's more than 36. So verse says lekasha, hodim istaklev yisapratia hamira. There's 36 that can see a clear vision of Hashem. Hodim istaklev yisapratia shein hamira. The other 18,000, they do not see a clear vision. It's a little blurry for them. But there are still omina fusha kulihai. Still, are there so many tzaddikim? 36 tzaddikim that can see clear vision. Is that true? I've all mechizki chizki said. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. B'shur Hashem ben Yechoi. Reisi b'nei aliyah v'emuotim. I see that the people b'nei aliyah, that means people are going to make it all the way up to the top, to the p'nei Ashchina, and going to be able to see a clear vision. V'emuotim. There's a small amount. And how many are there? He doesn't know himself. In Melefem, he has a doubt whether there's 1,000. So if there are 1,000, aniyah b'nai mehem. Me and my son is with them. In May, there's only 100. Again, me and my son is with them. Im Shnayim Heim, there's only two up there. Aniyu B'nai Heim, me and my son are the two. So I call upon him, you see, how did Sati say there's only two and not more? And they were saying there are 36 every generation. So how could that be? She says, Lakasha, Hodi Ayel Babar, Hodi Ayel B'loi Bar. 36 have to come in with permission. That's all. With permission they come in. Without permission they can't come in. But me and my son, we could come in without permission. We are above the 36. That's a bigger madrega. So how many people could come in without permission, just walk in whenever you want? That's maybe only two. Trash trich and lito rishus. Omar Rav, kolo kolakitzin. It ended already. All the calculations. When the Mashiach will come. Really, he should have been here already. But v'ein hadava tola yela b'tshuva ma'isim toivim. What's holding him back is that we have to be worthy of the Mashiach. That's his shita. That we have to do tshuva and ma'isim toivim, then he'll come. That's Rav shita. A person that's a mourner, it's enough that he'll stay in his mourning, which will mean eventually the tzaras we have, that will bring the Mashiach, even though we do not do tshuva. Rashi say that Rav holds we have to do tshuva miyavo, and Shmuel says no, maybe it's enough to do tshuva miyira. But the pains that we have, the sorrows we go through, that eventually will be a kapara for us. That will also bring the Mashiach. The Gemara says, "Really, ketanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim." Because with Daila Vola Shem Bavoloi, Daila Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shoymit Kame Yomin V'Yeminoi Ocher, he waits a few days with his right hand back with Kloimar. Im Lo Yase Tshuva, even if Klai Yisrael does not do Tshuva, Eino Yomin Bavoloi Kol Yomin, he doesn't let you stay mourning all the days. Elavadai Ketladaba, there will be an end. That's what it means. Rav says no. If there's no tshuva, that's it. There'll never be Mashiach. Shmuel says no. Even without tshuva, the end will come. Mishnah Rina, Dai Eliyavo, Dai Eliyisrael. Tsar Golas, right? The pains of Golas that we have. Hafilu B'lay tshuva Nigolim. That's what Shmuel's saying. Even without, like I just said, you mean. Even without tshuva, there'll be Nigolim. The other Mefarshim say it means without tshuva miyava, the real tshuva, but just before. So we'll soon see the psukim. We'll soon see the machlokes here. The Mer says ye ketanoi. This is the machlokes. Rav and Shmuel the machlokes tanoim. Reb Lezer Leimer im Yisrael leisim tshuva nigolim. If they do tshuva, then they'll be redeemed. Mashiach will come. V'im lav. If we do not do tshuva, ein nigolim. That's it. There won't be Mashiach. Omalei Reb Yishua. Yishua says back no. Im ein leisim tshuva. Even if they don't do tshuva, ein nigolim. They won't have the Mashiach. How could that be? Ella, what's going to be is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maimele Melech. Sheikh Zeroyes of Koshes Kamen. Hashem will bring us terrible degrees, a king like Haman. For Yisrael Oysim Tshuva. Oh, see, it's Mashmiya. And they'll force us to do Tshuva. Umachzir Lamutav, they'll bring us back. There's no such thing that we won't be Mashiach. Because even if we don't do Tshuva Miyavel, if you're of less old, but there'll be Tsaras, and that will cause us to do some type of tshuva. Because of that, we'll also be zeicha. Tanya, we learned another b'raisa. We have lezavai mem yisol esim tshuva nigolim. To do tshuva means tshuva shleima miyava to be freed. Shenema tshuva vonim shevavim. Erba mishuva zeichem. I'll heal you. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yeshua, no. V'loik v'anem. Another pasuk says, chinam nemkartim. I sold you for free. V'loik v'loik v'kesef tigalu. You will not be redeemed with kesef. Mashmi, you do not have to have tshuva. You sold yourself to avoid the Zara. For the cast of Tigalu, lay the tshuva meisim tovim, that you'll be redeemed even without tshuva meisim tovim. A riot to Rabbi Shua. So machlokes. Omla Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua said again. He woke up again, Rabbi Lezer. But like for now, another passage that says, tshuva elav yeshuva aleichem. You return to me, and I return to you. Mash me to do tshuva. Omla Rabbi Shua, no. But like for now, another passage says, kenoichi baalti bechem. I am the ruler over you. Hashem is saying, like by force. Rashi said, loshen of force, pakorcha. But lakachti eschem, I'll take you echem mir, one from his city, yushnayim mishpacha, from mishpacha. That eisem eschem letzion. I'll bring you to tzion. By yemaisa Mashiach. Mash me even by force, without our tshuva, Hashem will do it. Omla Reb Leza, but like the pasuk says, "Beshuvu v'anachas tivoshein," means "Beshuva." If you have do tshuva in easy peace, then Hashem will redeem you. Another pasuk, "Mashi," you have to have tshuva. Omla Reb Yeshua, no, Reb Leza, but like Fanema, "Koyamar Hashem goel Yisrael kadoshoy lives zoy nefesh lemisoyev." Rashi says that means, "Oisa habizoyin umisoyevim baveris." Even though we are full of averis, afa peken nigalu melachim yiru v'kamo, still Hashem will bring the Mashiach. Goy lavid moishlim, malachim yiru v'kamo, sarum ishtachavu.